views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come. Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is my incredible co-host, the remarkable Countess Starella. Good evening, Countess.
Good evening, John, and welcome to our dear, lovable visitors. We're so happy you decided to join us tonight.
Well, yes, thank you, everybody, for listening in. This evening, we want to tell you a little bit about what's happening. This show is all about you. You call in, you speak to myself, you speak to the Countess Starella. It's about your dreams, your hopes, your aims, your ambitions, your aspirations, and what you want your life to be. Let us have a look at that for you. We're psychic clairvoyants, we're professionals, and we will look at your life for you and give you our personal, professional insights. You can call in this evening. Please do. It's 1-800-930-2819, or you can call 401-322-9091. And don't forget, you ask your questions and we will look exclusively for you. All right, it's on air. Believe me, this works. Often I'm asked, Countess, how can I get in touch with the amazing Countess Starella? Do tell us.
Well, you just adjust your antennas that come out of your head, and you go, beep, 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 beep. Just kidding, just kidding. No, you can find me at CountessStarella.com or the place where I spend the most of my time, Oranum, Oranum.com.
Oranum.com. I have seen you in there. You wear these incredible, outlandish outfits. And you've got the most remarkable style. It's uplifting and inspirational. People, if you want a bit of fun, if you just want to call in, you want to speak direct to Countess Starella, you can see her on Oranum.com. And you can see me there too, because I work there as well. I'm Psychic John G on Oranum.com. Or please do look at me on my own website, which is psychicworld.net. You can contact me directly there. You can send me an email. There's a contact form on there. Or just write this down. It's john@psychicworld.net. And this show is indeed Psychic World. And we are talking this week a little bit about haunted houses, and specifically where I am in the United Kingdom, we have haunted castles. Have you seen haunted castle, Countess?
Several fascinating castles came to mind the moment you said the word. One is Heidelberg Castle, which I love, and I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it correctly, but it's close to Neuschwanstein in Germany. And there are, you know, all over the world, there are these vortices of spirit, energy, and power. And I find these old castles really have the magic.
Are you talking about the castle that was featured in the film Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
That must have been ahead of my time. I don't remember that movie.
Ahead of your time.
Am I fast or what? Who's the fastest on earth?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, no, there's a beautiful castle in Neuschwanstein.
That's it.
Yeah. It looks like a fairy tale castle drawn by Disney. It's absolutely fantastic. I have been round that. I have been round that castle. And there is inside the castle, there is an opera house inside the castle that has never actually seen an opera played there. But it was dedicated to Wagner. And King Ludwig, who built the castle, was a big supporter of Wagner, and it is a remarkable place. Strangely enough, King Ludwig was ousted from the castle because he ran out of the funds to maintain it. But we're talking about haunted castles, not repossessed castles.
Is there a difference?
Well, I should imagine King Ludwig is haunting that castle. Although I must say, it has an atmosphere. There is no atmosphere quite like Urquhart Castle on the banks of Loch Ness in Scotland.
Yes.
Have you been to Urquhart Castle?
On the bonny banks of Loch Ness.
Yeah, you've got it on you tonight, haven't you?
You know what? Somebody gave me a cup of Starbucks coffee, and I'm the happiest camper that ever lived.
I can hear it, yeah. Yeah, no, I've been to Urquhart Castle on a number of occasions, and on one specific occasion, it's probably going back 25 years now, myself and my wife went there. It was quite early in the morning when we arrived. We've been staying at Inverness, and Urquhart Castle is on the side of Loch Ness, about 15 miles away from Inverness. And on the morning we stopped, and you've got to park in the car park, and as we parked in the car park there, ready to go and have a look at the castle, the car was surrounded by a flock of birds, and they started pecking on. I don't know if they've been fed by the people who come to the car park. A flock of birds, and as I got out of the car to go and have a look at the castle itself, there seemed to be like a dark mist all around one edge of the castle. And as I approached this, I heard a voice, and it sounded very Scottish. You know, one of these deep, guttural Scottish voices. And I heard the name MacDonald. Of course, at the time, I knew nothing about Urquhart Castle, but it seems that the MacDonald clan were frequently raiding that castle and attempted to take over it, which they did. It's a 13th century castle. And that dates back to the 1200s, so it's a really ancient castle. If you're ever in Scotland and you want to see a haunted castle, go and have a look at Urquhart Castle on the sides of Loch Ness. Tell us a little bit about one of the haunted houses or castles you've seen, Countess.
Oh, I was lucky enough to go on a brilliant tour of Europe. And as I said, I found a Heidelberg Castle especially unique. I really enjoyed it, and there's some old world energy absolutely in these marvelous old buildings, and the fascinating feeling of things being there that cannot exactly be seen with the human eye. A sort of, just as you said, a sort of misty figure wafting by, and certain aromas and scents too, giving you the clue that there are spirits in these places.
There are indeed. I went to Kendal Castle, where Catherine Parr, who was the sixth wife of Henry VIII, she family from there. That's Kendal Castle in Cumbria. That was a remarkable experience. I felt there was a horseman present, and of course there was no horses there at the time, but it seemed to me that there was a horseman present, and I said to my wife, "Do you see that horse?" No, she didn't see no horse, but to me there was a great big Shire horse, because obviously they wouldn't ride race horses because they were carrying knights on armour. We're going to listen to a song now. This is dedicated to my friend Ray Booth, who sadly didn't make it, but he's a friend of mine and he's in the world beyond now. This is a song I wrote for Ray Booth, and you'll remember it if you've listened to this show on a regular basis. This is We Bought a Banger. We Bought a Banger. Heap, heap, what a heap, it's a shed, that's what they said. Tires are flat, and worse than that, it's blowing smoke, just a joke. Half a rover, cross over with a Bentley, gotta treat it gently, won't go. Really sad, get mechanic brain.
Aye, just for that.
We dropped a clanger, we bought a banger, a beat beat. Oh, what a heap. Clouds of dust, loads of rust, a real shed. That's what they all said. It was hissing and spitting steam. Then I heard the missus scream. The oil was boiling and black. She's yelling, take the burger back. Heard the crankshaft click. Off came the gear stick. Clutch pedal stuck. It's run right out of luck. Except bad. Go get Ray.
Aye, just the lot.
Dropped a clanger. We bought a banger. A beep, beep. A what a heap. Clouds of dust. Loads of rust. A real shed. That's what they all said. Ray took one look, then he scratched his curly head. There's no doubt about it, mate, you really bought a shed. It's welded in the middle, joined together with glue. The whole thing's knackered, nothing I can do. Really bad, said Ray.
Aye, just the lot.
We bought a banger, we dropped a clanger. A beep, beep, oh, what a heap. Clouds of dust, loads of rust. A real shed, that's what they all said. It was on our drive, the neighbors complained. Roof leaking, especially when it rained. It looks a mess, I must confess. My Bentley Rover's days are over. A pile of junk. Then my missus found a Rembrandt hidden in the trunk. Yes, she did.
Worth 5 million quid?
We dropped a clanger. We bought a banger. A beep, beep. Oh, what a heap. Clouds of dust. Loads of rust. A real shed. That's what they all said. Now the missus and I retired to Spain. Never gonna buy a banger again. Had that jalopy towed off by a truck. Kicked it up the exhaust, just for luck. As for Ray, our mechanic mate, we gave him the car as a keepsake. When he got the logbook, Ray the lucky geezer found the first owner was
Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar, worth a fortune in the auction. The final bid,
5 million quid.
We dropped a clanger, we bought a banger. A beep beep, what a heap. Clouds of dust, loads of rust. A real shed. Yeah, that's what they all said. A real shed. Yeah, that's what they all said.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Welcome back. My name is John G. Sutton, and you're listening to Psychic World with myself and the amazing Countess Starella. How are you doing, Countess?
Absolutely wonderful. It was a beautiful 75-degree day in Florida today.
Palm Beach, yes?
Lovely.
You're a lucky lady. Yeah, mind you, it's been very beautiful in England. I'm in England. We've had daffodils, we've got birds singing, we've got blue skies. It's absolutely one of my most favourite times. Oh, to be in England now that April's there. For whoever lives in England sees some morning unaware that the lowest boughs round the brushwood sheaf and the elm tree bole are in tiny leaf when the chaffinch sings on the orchard bough in England now. And that's where I am, in England. And you're listening to Psychic World. Did you like that?
That was so darling. How lovely.
Yeah, Robert Browning. All to be in England. Home thoughts from abroad. Straight off the top of my head, by the way. Please, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening in to Psychic World. Do call in this evening. This show is all about you. It's all about your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations, your loves, and where you want to be. You can speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or to Countess Starella. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819, or you can call 401-322-9091. Can I please speak to Amy?
Hello.
Hello, is that Amy?
Yes.
Amy, can you hear my voice nice and clear?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah. Now, before we go any further, do you know of a place called Indiana?
Yes.
I feel there's going to be some connection with you and Indiana in the future. Have you had reason to go to Indiana?
Not the state of Indiana, but there's a town of Indiana.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're going to Indiana state. I say you're going to a place called Indiana. Are you anywhere near a place called Pittsburgh?
Yes, it's an hour and a half from me.
Okay, because that's the part of the USA. I'm hearing things, you see. I hear, yeah? and I hear a place called Indiana, and I hear this thing about Pittsburgh, and I know that you've got a very specific question for me. You got questions about romance, Amy?
Actually, no, not romance. It was more about career.
Oh, your career, okay. Well, I know that there's a consideration about romance that will come into this, but that may be linked very well to career. And you're thinking about a change of direction, am I right?
Yes. There's two jobs.
Can you hear me okay? Yeah, do tell me, yeah? Because I do know that there is a change of direction. And this change of direction involves success for you. Have you in the past been studying?
No.
Because there's some studying that you've got to do. And this concerns, it's like the computer system. I don't know if you've got a new computer system to learn or some computer program that's going to be implemented when you start work. But I do feel that there is a change of direction for you, Amy, and that this involves a new success. I also feel that you should be looking in the future to be working for yourself. So if you've not exactly thought this through, then there is a way forward, but you've got to look at working for yourself. Have you thought about this, Amy?
No, I haven't.
Well, you've really got to look at that, because I do feel that there is a way that you can use your skills that you've got for yourself and implement these to actually bring success. As I say, one of the things that you've got to do is look at a different system on computing. Just have a quick word with my friend, the amazing Countess. Countess.
Hello, Amy, dear. I want you to feel as though your goals and missions can be accomplished. Part of achieving them is surrounding yourself with very, very positive, encouraging, uplifting people. And anyone who gets in the way of your personal decisions, you can be polite with them, but do not allow them to interfere. Is there something that you're going after that you want to achieve? Are you currently in the career of your dreams?
You said about, is there anybody... you said do not allow myself.
Don't let anyone interfere with your dreams. Go after exactly what you know and believe to be fulfilling to you in the future.
Can you hear that? Can you hear that, Amy?
Yes.
Yeah, you've really got to hold on to your dreams here and go for it. I feel that you've been planning this for a while, that your change of direction, and what's happening now is you're facing this directly in front of you, and you've really got to take the chances. One or two aspects will bring you the opportunities, and once you've actually taken that step, you won't look back. As I said, I feel there's some links to Pittsburgh and a place called Indiana, which is, it may not necessarily be the state of Indiana, but it could be the town or the city of Indiana. I do feel that you are going to be in a romantic situation in the future that will be very happy for you. And the line is just so bad, Amy, that we're going to have to say thank you very much for calling in, and we can get a better connection. You must call in again. All right, Amy, thank you very much for calling in. Ladies and gentlemen, please do make that call tonight. The number to dial is 1-800-930-2819. And this program is all about you. It's all about your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations. And both myself and Countess Starella will do our best to tune in. We've been talking a little bit about haunted castles and haunted houses. And some time ago, I wrote a poem. It wasn't so much about a haunting. It was about what happens when we take that step into the next world. And I had a very dear friend who was hit by a car crossing the street. He was only in his late 60s, and he loved his family very much, and he didn't want to go. But he was injured badly, and it took him some years to die. And when he finally did, and I know that he moved on into the world beyond, and this is what I felt he would have experienced on the day that he took that transition between this world and the next. The poem I wrote for him And his name is Mr. Greenalge, and this is called I Was Gone. I was gone this morning when I looked in the mirror to comb my hair. In the living room I searched. There was no one in my chair. I was gone this afternoon when I tried to dry your tears. It's so hard to see you crying for those long ago years. I was gone this evening as you went to climb the stair. Then you turned but didn't see me. My footsteps trod the air. I was gone in the moonlight as the silent silver shone. Then I heard you whisper my name, but I was gone. Did you like that, Countess?
Whoa, very moving, very touching. John, you're amazing. I'm so glad to know you.
That's very kind of you. Yeah, that was a little poem about my friend who passed and how he would have felt, because I know that he's watching over his family. And people, believe me, there is no death. This is what amazes me about people saying, oh, I'm frightened of dying, I'm wanting to die. There is no death. There is another dimension. You're going to another room. I have been there. And if you'd like to read about my work and more about me, you can see it on my website, psychicworld.net. There's probably 150,000 words written by me there. You look it in, it's called the blog on psychicworld.net. You have a look. And if you've got questions, you can ask me directly. You send me an email. There's a contact form on there. It's john@psychicworld.net. And if you'd like to speak to Countess Starella, you can speak to her immediately after this show. She'll be on the wonderful site called arenum.com. And the Countess Starella there is instantly available. Just search for the Countess and you can see her in all her resplendent glory, wearing feathers and wonderful, brilliant blue hair. You've got your blue hair on today, have you?
Tonight I have an amazing collection of chartreuse, magenta, and pink feathers.
My goodness me, eh? Well, you can't wait to see that. Let's go and have a break. We'll be back.
Discover Jesus and Mary Magdalene's true relationship as twin flames and archetypes of the balance of masculine and feminine. Discover the real mystery of the Holy Grail. Jesus and Magda will reveal truths of their divine union and their ongoing mission through David Christopher Lewis during a two-day interactive webinar at Meru University Online. Jesus and Magda are sponsoring this course and invite your questions and participation. Class begins on April 6th from 9:30 a.m. to noon Mountain Time and continues on Sunday, April 13th. Learn about Magda's true status as an apostle and Jesus' revelations on women's spiritual rights. Learn what is the divine relationship between men and women as we enter Aquarius. Register now at meruuniversity.org. New student and senior discounts apply. The course starts Sunday, April 6th online at meruuniversity.org.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. I believe we've got quite a few callers. Is it possible to speak to Michelle?
Well, good evening, John and Countess Starella.
Hello.
Hello, Michelle. Michelle, before we go any further, I've got to tell you this. There's been some kind of major breakthrough for you. Tell me I'm right.
You are absolutely right.
There's been a major breakthrough for you, and this is something that you've been praying for. Tell me I'm right.
Yes, I have.
You've been praying for this, and it's happening now, and it's working for you, and it's going to bring you a great deal of happiness, but it's happiness that has to be worked on because there has been emotional problems. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
But these emotional problems can be resolved. It's a man that's come back to you, isn't it?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, he has come back to you, and he's come back in a rather fragile state. There had to be a catalyst in this, and one of the problems that there has been that I see is that this man had to believe that he has come back specifically for you. And in a way, you know, Michelle, he has. But he's come back having made a series of rather damaging wrong decisions, having been manipulated, tricked, and to a certain extent abused and exploited by an unscrupulous individual. Does that also make sense?
Yes, it does.
You've not got to mention this to him. You know, you've got to pick it up and run with this like there's no tomorrow, and make it the most beautiful experience that there's been for many months. Because if we look back perhaps 3 to 4, maybe 5 months, there's been a period when life didn't seem like it was worth living. But believe me, it always is. But I am right about that, am I not?
Yes, you are right.
Well, you should say your prayers now, because your prayers have been answered. I know one of the strange things that I see here, I see a washing machine. Why am I seeing a washing machine? Did he come back with a year's supply of washing? tell me I'm right, yeah? Can you hear me, Michelle? We seem to have lost contact with Michelle, yeah?
Oh, well, we got spooks in the system tonight. They're interfering with our radio waves.
There do seem to be. There do seem to be some kind of connection problem there. We just lost Michelle. Well, Michelle, if you can hear me on the radio, yeah? I know I can see a washing machine. I can see mounds of washing. And I know that you've had to deal with that. So I feel that this man's come back and you've needed to put him together again. Well, put this man together again, Michelle. It is your man. You've heard what Michelle had to say. Do you have some words for Michelle? Because I'm sure that she can hear us, although we can't hear her, Countess.
Well, I'm ecstatic for her. new avenue into the connection with the person she has cared for so long. And it's just another proof that when one has both patience and faith, miracles can happen. And if you can stay somewhat centered and lighthearted on the journey, often you can achieve your reconnection with someone.
Well, she seems to have reconnected. I can sense that. And this gentleman has come back. So, Michelle, if you're listening to us, it maintains and it will continue. All you've got to do is to put the past behind you. Don't mention what happened, only in a passing way, and allow your future to develop, because it will do. And from here on in, your man is back. Michelle, I'm sorry we lost contact with you, but the message is there. And believe me, folks, if you've got a dream, hold on to your dream, because this is a wonderful world. Is it not, Countess?
A wonderful world. Well, exactly. It is a wonderful world.
It is a wonderful world, and it makes me think that I should sing you a song.
And I say to myself, what a wonderful world.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh my goodness, this is making me so very nostalgic. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I say to myself, what a wonderful world.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you.
I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, yeah. You were remarkable, Countess, and I was rubbish.
You, under my tutelage, you're improving weekly.
Oh, really? Yeah. It must be the tablets. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening, the show's all about you. It's about your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations. And do please call in. It's 1-800-930-2819. Or you can call 401-322-9091. We've got more callers waiting, and we're going to take a call from Kelly. Can we hear Kelly, please?
Hello.
Hello, Kelly. Can you hear my voice?
Yes, John. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Kelly. I hope you were singing along with A Wonderful World there. Tell me you were.
Yes, I always enjoy your songs.
Well, that's very, very good of you. We've got a little bit of a broken connections tonight, but nonetheless, Kelly, you've been worried about a certain man, have you not?
Yes.
Well, I don't want you to be worried about this, because I know it's all going to fall back into place. It seems to be that there's been a little bit of a hot and cold He's blowing hot, he's blowing cold, he's there one minute, he's not there the next. Is that right, Kelly?
That is correct, John.
Well, you've got to hold on to here to your dreams, hold on to your hopes. You might have heard what I said to the lady earlier. That was Michelle, that she had to hold on to her dreams, and she did do over many, many months. And I know that she's got there now. And the same, I'm absolutely certain, Kelly, will happen for you. Now, we've caught you just on the end of a break here. So, Kelly, would you please? Please stay on the line and we'll come straight back after this break. You can speak to myself and the amazing Countess Starella. We're going to take a break now. Is that all right, Kelly? Thank you. We'll speak
soon.
Sure. Thank you. We're going to take a break.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to Psychic World. This is John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Before the break, we were speaking to a wonderful lady called Kelly. Are you there, Kelly?
Yes, John, I'm here. John?
Kelly, I was saying that you've had problems with a certain man that's been blowing hot and cold in your life. And it seems to me that this man just needs a little bit of time to sort his head out. And I think that this isn't you, Kelly. I feel that it goes back a little bit in time in his life. Do you know if he's had a seriously broken relationship in his past before?
Yes, he had his ex-girlfriend cheated on him.
That he has a great problem in what I'd call in trusting. But Kelly, he can absolutely trust you. He can absolutely trust you. You've told him you love him, haven't you?
I told him I like him a lot.
I think he's got the message, you know, Kelly. And he does love you too, yeah? There's been some talk about you two taking a holiday together.
No, we have not talked to each other, really, but besides texting. Last time we texted was last Thursday.
Mm-hmm, because ahead this year, you're going to be taking a holiday. You're going to go into the countryside together. And I do know that there's like a long weekend away. You particularly like the countryside yourself, Kelly?
I enjoy traveling.
Because you will be traveling, but you're going into the countryside. And you will be with this man. And I feel that it's going to be like a bonding weekend away where you actually get together. And you will tell him that you love him, yeah? And he will reciprocate. He's just got to get over a little bit about his distrustfulness from the past. Would you have a quick word with Countess, please?
Kelly, do you have a reasonably steady communication with this man?
I wouldn't say so.
Less than once a week?
Correct.
So get an idea in your head where you actually imagine him making more contact. And you can even say it, not to him, you're saying it to yourself. Oh, I suddenly see him desiring more contact because he's beginning to trust me. When you verbalize your desires that way, you're going to be very surprised at how you can effect a change on another person's actions. Hopefully I would want you to only say things that are good for him and you, because you don't want to say anything that's not good for you. But I think you know what I mean. Being able to say to yourself something very close to what you want seems to me that it will have a positive effect. Just how long have you known him?
We met in 2012 in August. August.
So he hasn't had a reasonable amount of time to calm down. Now we have to call in the benevolent forces of the universe to do a little work on him so that he can relax. I feel he's very tense about serious relationships, but you have brought something special to him. He seems to me to appreciate it, whether he's capable of expressing his appreciation. That's the tricky part. Do you think you have the patience to wait this thing out? Is he worth it?
That's the question. Is he?
Here's my opinion.
It's very hard.
If you're peaceful and comfortable as you're on the journey, you're safe. But the soul often cries out to us when we've reached critical mass time zone. The soul will say, self, I think we've waited so long for this person. Are we at a point where we need to go and explore new avenues? When a time comes where you hear this voice whispering in your ear, you'll know it. That time does not seem to be here just yet. But my spiritual feeling is that around the 1st of June, if you haven't gotten a close clarity and connection, another very interesting person will cross your path. So look at it as though you're rather reaching out to this person to help him find himself. but you can't stay in limbo forever. John, what do you think?
Absolutely, Kelly, you can't do that. But, I mean, you are communicating with this man. There is going to be something for a better connection ahead. And I do feel that you will go on a journey together. As I say, I feel there's going to be like a long weekend away. Do you know a place called Salem?
In Salem? Yes, I do.
Right, because I feel that you're going to visit Salem. I don't know if that's a particularly beautiful part of the country. I don't know. I'm in England, yeah? It's just a name that comes to me. Have you visited Salem in the past, Kelly?
There's a town called Binsalem. It's right down, it's not far. He and I had gone there before shopping.
I feel it's around Salem. There must be some kind of park area there, because I feel this is a country area, you know, with trees and beautiful rivers and scenery. And I do feel that you're going into that area, and the man that's with you will be very happy. And I do feel that this is coming into the summertime, into, as Countess said, June, July time. Don't give in with this, Kelly. Encourage this man. You speak to him a little bit infrequently, but he will speak more, and he is going to make you happy if you give him that chance. And don't push him too hard, because he's fighting against his past. It's not against you, Kelly. Do you understand?
Yes, John, I do. But
yeah. Now listen, your health. Yeah, you've got to sleep properly. Have you not been sleeping properly, Kelly?
No.
Well, that's a problem, you see. You've got to sleep properly. And one of the problems that you've got to change your pillows. I feel that your head is slightly in the wrong position. Have you had, like, neck pain?
Yeah. I mean, not all the time.
Not all the time, no, but you do occasionally get this neck pain. It's to do with the pillows. I'm not selling these, by the way, but I do feel, you know, that it might be an idea to get some what I call duck down pillows, yeah? They seem to mold to the head. I use them myself because I had the same problem. I had neck pains, and I changed my pillows, and I got some duck down pillows, and they absolutely work wonderfully well. Kelly, have a look up on my website, psychicworld.net. There's a load of stuff on there that will help you. Spiritual awareness, that's very much for your future. You've been thinking about this, haven't you?
I have. I don't know how to pursue it.
Well, there are indications out there on my website, psychicworld.net, that will guide you in the right direction. You need the key to actually tuning in is meditation. Meditation is the way to actually reach your higher self. It's something that isn't easy to conquest. You can't conquer this overnight. It takes years of practice, but you can actually do it. And I do feel that you are very intuitive. You're starting to feel that you can pick up?
No.
Do you hear what I'm saying? Yes? You can do this, okay. Kelly. And I do feel that you will, over the next 12 to 18 months, develop your gift to the point where it becomes of use to other people, so that you will be able to help other people. I also feel that the healing side of your gift will become more and more obvious. And Kelly, thank you very much for calling in this evening. I do hope you've enjoyed your call. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
bless
Kelly.
You.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming towards the end of another wonderful show. It's Psychic World with Countess Starella and John G. Sutton. You can get Countess on Aranium.com, or indeed you can find me there as Psychic John G. Sutton. We'll be here next week, and we would like you to call in. It's 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be back next week. Thank you. Good night, Countess.
Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant.
Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.